We will do a more formal welcome when there are more members here. Unfortunately, we've received quite a number of apologies, which is a pity because adoption of minutes is part of the work of this committee and it needs to be done. I would like to suggest, if it's okay with members, that even though we are few, that we can go through the minutes. Then when we meet next time, I think on the 12th we've got a meeting, which is the introduction of the Dangerous Weapons Bill, that on that day we can then just put the minutes and adopt those that we have gone through. So if members don't mind that we try and do that, obviously we're not going to sit down at 4 o'clock as we scheduled. We will try and go as far as possible, as quickly as possible, and see whether we can't be done by 1 o'clock already with what we have in front of us. Members, the program has been distributed to members. I am just worried. I think there is a mistake on the program. I just want to check. Can you just... Yeah, have you got a copy of it here? Just want to check the 20... Okay, yeah. On the 26th, there is a mistake there. We did change it. I don't know why it's not reflected on the program. I think it's just an oversight. Yeah, okay. You have done it. This one is the correct one. Yeah. On the 26th, we have... SAC will not be present on that day. It will be the normal civilian briefings on the budget. They input on the budget. So it would be on the budget as well as on the Secretariat's annual report and IPEDS. And it will only be ISF or CRUSAL, who's Civilian Secretariat for Police and APCOF. Members? March. Yeah. Members will also see that we haven't scheduled for the first term our normal annual planning session. The reason for that being that we are one of the few committees who do actually have a five-year plan, and it just needs to be updated. And when we said we thought it would be better if we had the budget, and if we have the president's opening speech, so that we can get the priorities of government as well as the budget, and then prioritize for ourselves as a committee what it is that we would want to do this year. So the committee two-day workshop will be in the second term. Early in the second term, we will do the committee workshop just for the year's planning. As I said, we do have a five-year plan, and in that regard, we do not have to start afresh. Yeah. So that is the main thing. So can we move to the minutes of the 30th of October?
I won't be on the 12th of February. Back for the next meeting.
Mr. Stuber did indicate to me that his other committee is going abroad and that they won't be back before then. Members will also see that we didn't schedule any meetings for next week. The reason for that being that it's training week and we have been asked not to schedule meetings during the training week. And also in terms of the oversight, we wanted to do oversight during this week of Parliament starting. But we realized that we've got to do the Eastern Cape. We can't do the Eastern Cape in 1 week only. We've got to have 2 weeks to do the Eastern Cape. So we will do the oversight visits later in the year during committee sessions. We will do the oversight. It is going to be an extremely busy year for this committee. We've still got CIRA in front of us. We've got the Dangerous Weapons Bill, which is a short bill. It's only 7 pages, but still got its own challenges. And then I believe the DNA legislation is ready as well and will be introduced by next week or the week thereafter. So that will be ready. We're expecting the SAC legislation, the whole bill, which is a huge piece of legislation. We've indicated also to the Secretariat and the Ministry we need to have that by June, July, otherwise we won't be able to finish it. This year is also going to be a short year, as we all know, because of the election coming up, etc. So, members, thank you very much. Can we start on Tuesday, 30th October? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, Honourable Mulabati.
2.2 the last time. Two, one, two. Where it says when the time comes they will be settled. They are 11. When the time comes they will settle. Or they will be sealed.
For that, Ms. Alabasi, we will accept that they will sell their relevant shares to comply. Okay, anything else on page 4? Page 5? Page 6? Page 7? Can I get a mover for this? Mr. Stuber and seconded by Ms. Mulibasi, thank you. Then the 31st of October. Page 1. There's just one thing on page 1 where it says second front, it also needs to be involved. Just underneath the bidding door. Page 2. Can I get a mover? Oh, sorry, page 3. I'm skipping page 3. Mover for this? Ms. Malabasi, before you move, the on page 3, the committee requested additional information. It says the chairperson requested that the director. Is it not right to say the chairperson requested the director? Ms. Molenbach is right to wait this year. Thank you very much for that. Can we get a mover for this one? Ms. Molenbach moved. Mr. Legeto, can you second that one? Thank you. Then, is the next one 20? Mine is not in order. 21st of November.
14th.
No, it's the 1 November.
Yes, mine is not in order.
Oh, yeah, it is, okay. 1 November, can we look at that one, please? 1st of November, page 1. Page 2. I missed page 3. Page 3 is missing in mine. Okay, page 3. The copy that I have in front of me suggests the changes, but it hasn't been brought on, so we must just make sure that it's actually done, eh? State of control is SA is limited. Limited is a security provider. Page 4. Page 5. Get a mover for this one? Mr. Stuber moving, Mr. Legeto seconding. Thank you very much. Then we have the 6th of November, if I'm not mistaken. 6th of November, Can you page one? Page two? Page three? Page four? Page five? Just put on your microphone.
Can I just put on page four with a point number three? And the past, but I would say the General Jacob's comment.
Rather change it to such comment on private security industry. Page five. Page six.
Move in second, please.
There's something that Ms. Malabasi will pick up. Ms. Malabasi.
I'm sorry, check on page five of the last sentence. 0 to 1,000. With staff. Don't we say 0 to 1,000 staff? Yeah, staff.
You got that? Okay. Okay. Page six, and then can I put it? Mr. Lugido, you're moving.
Moving.
You're the seconder. Mrs. Stewart is seconding. Can we move to the 7th of November? Page one. Page two. Page three. Ms. Malabasi.
Number four. It is the committee raised a lot of concerns regarding the budgeted estimated cost of the following items. Colon there, and then we'll remove the name list.
I think we're going to remove a lot of right concerns regarding the budget estimate cost of the following items. Mr. Huber?
Yeah, I think Ms. Malabasi is correct there. If we can just the introduction sentence raise the concerns regarding budget estimates, mainly the following. Then highlight office equipment rental and put that, and then just a sentence at the end, the committee is like the CRAT consult the National Treasury. You can just make the bullet points for the for the issues.
You got that? So we make bullets of office furniture rental cost, project management, implementation process, etc. And then it will just read it easier as well. Okay. Nicolette?
Sorry, Julie, right at the beginning at 2.1, the on page 3, the Deputy Director of the Prosecution Industry Regulatory Authority. And then also the heading of 2.1 is also the branch of the industry regulatory authorities.
Page 4. Can I get a mover, Ms. Mulabatsi and Mr. Stuber? Second me. Eighth November. I presume these lights at the on the side, we don't have to worry about, they will fall away, etc. Okay. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3.
At the end, shouldn't there be a place where you can find see right in the first one is also in the one of the there's no problem for your signature at the end.
We must just make sure about that, please. If you can take a look at page 3, the summary of the chairperson, I would like us to say where we say, it was further stated that the technical team will henceforth consist of the following role players, the Secretary of Police, full stop, and then a new sentence, the Secretary of Police will take the lead in the process going forward, or will lead the technical team, Then, Secretary of Police, full stop. The Secretary of Police will lead the technical team. Mr. De Gente and then Ms.
Clarity. You see, when you say the summary of the person, we will in the later say the summary of the capital. I'm saying should not be the secretary. I don't know, but I just need clarity. It should not be sent out if it's chapter is not collective. Thanks.
Can we get a better wording for that? Summary of proceedings? Thanks, Mr. Legitim, Ms. Mulderbotty.
Chairperson, on the same summary of chairperson, the second sentence of the text, I don't know. It was said as the text that CIRA must report back to the committee. Let's remove at the next scheduling meeting of the committee and have CIRA must report back on 18th November.
Yeah.
I think this fine unit must report back and then to the committee which lead that as the next scheduled meeting for the committee on the 13th. Because it's double up now. I need to report.
Also, in line with, you got those changes, or must I repeat them? Okay, but report the. It was also stated that CIRA must report back to the committee on 13 November 2012 by means of written report. And then for the third sentence on under that, following Mr. Legito's change, the committee instructed, not the chairperson, the committee instructed CIRA. Can I get a mover for this one? Mr. Legito is moving. Ms. Mulderbotty is seconding. 13th of November. Page 1. Page 2. page 3. Page 4, the same thing, summary of the committee. And then the second, the sentences after that is of the committee. That it will go ahead with the bill and not left the committee. Okay. Well, that is a change. Can we have that change throughout? Then you don't have to go to each one of them, please, because it follows in other paragraphs as well. Page 5, changes there the same. The committee expressed its opinion to Sira that it was clear from what happened in committee. That type of change, please. Page 6. The second bullet on page 6 doesn't make quite sense. Can you just have a look at that one? Yeah. Ms. Mullapathy?
The definition of security services, the third paragraph, Mr. Kato's spending is incorrect.
Yeah, but also that sentence is not, it's not making sense. It doesn't say what happened there, and we don't need to have who seconded and who proposed and who seconded, so it can actually be removed. And I think the point there was that exemptions should form part of the Principal Act, not part of the definitions, if I remember correctly. Exemptions should form part of the Principal Act and not appear in the definitions. In the fourth bullet, or the first one under 3.3, just the space between section and 8. Page 7. Nicolette?
On page 7, point number 3.5, if you say accountability of the council, and 3.6 also ministerial supervision of the authority.
There was reference to the DPSA and not public servants in a classic sense for which the DPSA were responsible. That was why there was a specific wording. I'm not sure that I understand that. Because CIRA is an entity and not a State Department. I think that's what it refers to. Maybe we can actually drop that, because the important part of it was that the minister, that the fixed establishment must be established with the council, with the approval of the minister.
Yes. If I can recall, we said something there on the DPSA because of the grading that they put to the job and the post that they've got, and according to us, that was way up, and it could be like that. That's why we brought them back to this. maybe we must just think about this quickly and rephrase it, because that was the intention as far as I can remember. Because they've got salary scales which is second to none.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. Can we have a quick look at that, members, because the way that Mr. Stewart is summarizing it was a discussion that DPSA, I think what we should say here, and it's a suggestion, we can change the wording, DPSA must be consulted in the grading of the zero star component.
I think to say so that in order to be in line with other other entities or whatever.
DPSA must be consulted with the grading. Regarding the grading, must be consulted regarding the grading of CO staff complement so as to ensure alignment with DPSA grading of public entities. Is that fine? Happy? You've got that. Staff complement? So as to ensure alignment. With public entity gradings. Okay. 7, anything else on it? Happy? Page 8. The state law advisors, not the stated. Second sentence on that page. Second sentence. State law advisors. And then can we just make sure that the spacing and the words are correct as well? Much more about you?
The staff of authority on the second paragraph. It says Sira wanted to remove a 3 deputy director out, just remove the word out. Let me remove it already out.
Yeah, I think we need to be more specific even here, right? Sira wanted to remove the establishment of 3 deputy directors. Sira wanted to remove the establishment of 3 deputy directors.
Okay, is it establishment or is currently there's 3 directors? So it's not an establishment, they are there already.
No.
So it's not an establishment. And if you establish that, then there's something that you want to put forward. So the requirement of 3, because they wanted to appoint more.
Yeah. I think you're correct, that's a bit better wording. So you wanted to remove the requirement of 3 deputy directors, comma, make full stop, and then take out and add out, and then start with this open it up for any number of deputy directors to be appointed. That's opening it up.
Yeah.
That's opening it up for any number of deputy directors to be appointed.
Yeah.
The committee did not want the council without the minister. The committee did not agree with this. Just not like that. The committee did not agree. You got it? Okay. The PMA to be included with the Levies Act. I know what you're trying to say, but I don't think this will make any sense to anybody reading it. Mr. Stewart?
Yeah, seeing that we've changed that first bullet, and the second one says, CIRA must provide an organogram to show its own structure. CIRA was asked for motivation to support their statement regarding the removal of the deputy director. If we... We can delete that because we didn't agree, so we are not going to have more than the 3 directors. So we can take that one out.
We can take that second bullet out, or third bullet out. Are we in agreement with it? Because we said to them we're not going to accept that there is an open appointment for directors, so we can actually scrap bullet free. Agreement? Yes. Now, don't you think we must leave too?
Okay. In the first one, we said that we don't agree with this.
Yeah,
we're not going to allow.
Yeah, but you've got the wrong 2 and 3. That's why 3 and 4 you want to remove.
Sorry,
3
and
4.
Yeah.
But the DSMI is different, and the levies is something different.
Yeah.
So we must actually keep 4. Because the Levies Act
yeah.
and PFMA seeks to the amount that they ask the people to...
Yeah, but that's fine, but the letter of the committee
yeah.
accepted the rejection regarding the deputy
yeah.
director to be record, that we can
take it. We can
take it. Full stop after the Levies Act, and that's all. In other words, the PFMA and the Levies Act to be included.
Yeah, we need to read that first part
yeah.
of that sentence. The Levies Act must be regard to the PFMA and Levies Act must be given by CIRA in determining levies to be or something like that. Am I?
I think what you must say is that what do we want of the CMFO? We want the Then we want them to act in line with the PFMA. That's what we want, and also taking consideration everything in the Levy Act that is of consequence to them. That must be brought in.
And we simply have the CIRA must act in line with the PFMA and the Levy Act.
And the Levy Act.
And just leave
that's
it at that.
Yes.
Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got those changes. CIRA must act in line with the PFMI and Levies Act. That replaces the whole of this 4 now. Section 3.13. The technical... Let me read it. Section 22C and 2A, the committee said that the section must be removed and requested the technical team to clean up the section and present it at a later stage. And can I just ask the committee secretary, all these things you must put for us in a form, all those things that they must still come back to us. So that we can see it when they come back, we have a one-pager or two-pager of what it is that CIRA must come back, what it is that the state law advisors must come back on, what it is that technical team must come back on. Mr. Stewart?
Just a suggestion to make it, because, you know, we're going through this list, there's a lot of things that they have to come back, and you tend to forget about it. What we must do is, and in the future, if we work through acts, get a separate register, let's call it a decision register or whatever. And everything that we put down which they must act upon, which they must submit back to the committee, we put that in the register. And as soon as we receive a ticket offer, sign and said we've received it. The only thing is that you don't have to go back to everything and see for yourself, oh, there's one thing we've missed that. You've got it on a register, and we can keep it up with us with every meeting and say, okay, you're still outstanding on 1, 2, 3. And it's just easier for the committee and for the people that administer this.
No, absolutely. I think we're all in agreement with that. We've asked for that for quite a while. So I'm putting pressure now on the committee secretary and team to do exactly that, to provide us with those checklists. In those are the issues that are important going forward. And not only for when we deal with those, but every meeting that we deal with. If there are things that we request, let's have a register of some sort that says, or a checklist as Ms. Malabati call it, what it is that we requested by when. And then when you receive it, and then you can sign off it, and you can report at the beginning of every meeting the outstanding matters. Okay, 3.14. I think that's fine. The rest of the page? Yes, ma'am?
3.16.
the community, not committed.
Thank you very much for that. Mr. Legita?
I see often use of the word but, you know, and this word to me, it changes everything. So maybe we must put a full stop this word but, so that things become very clear.
Can you give me an example, because I'm lost now?
You
no?
The requirement of registration.
Yes, yes, you see? It is used elsewhere again. 3.12. The annual report must not only include reasons for refusal, but also, you know, becomes fashionable. Thanks.
Okay, can we then say 3.14 should read section 23.5 and 6 needed to be cleaned up, full stop. Section 23.7 refers to the minister's exemption. It refers to exemptions granted by the minister. Exemptions granted by the minister. And then you can actually scrap the rest of it. In that sense, because it, you don't have to repeat what is in the section already. Okay, committee agreed. Thank you for that, Mr. Director. 8, then we're happy with the rate of 8, page 9. Do you still got something on 8?
No, just 312.
Yeah.
The second sentence there, the annual report must not only include reasons for refusal, but also include. Instead of but putting and include the reasons for granting the exemption. Not but, I think it's one of the first things, but and include the reasons for granting
the exemption.
And must. And must also.
And must also include the reasons for granting the exemption.
Yeah.
Okay, page 9. The second bullet on page 9 of the Act, the technical terminology look at the issue relating to the Key Points Act that was not addressed in the law. That and in. Yeah, in the law. That was not addressed in the law. And then the third bullet, the technical team needed to relook the wording, take out as the wording in paragraph. Okay.
Next one was the wording.
Yeah. Take out at again. Glenn?
Sorry, require a regulation. Section 35F, just in
brackets,
and then G also in brackets.
Brackets, yeah. F and G must be in brackets. And then 320, section 33D, it must be written in the registration requirements, not on, in the registration requirements, but the following information should be provided. And then, like, colon, uniform emblem, vehicle, title, and symbols. In order to create the security companies using from using similar uniforms, take out D, from using similar uniforms and vehicles such as such, not are utilized, that's vehicles such as those utilized by such, as those utilized by such, utilized by such. Agreement? Okay. Mover, there's a lot of changes in this one. Mr. Stewart's moving, Mr. Labate is seconding. Which is the next one? Sorry, I... 14. Yeah, we're doing well. I don't have the system.
Thank you. Which one? Okay,
I think the agenda item needs to change so that it can actually show what bill we're talking about. Just a technical team report back on proposed technical team report, not reported, technical team report back on proposed amendments on the Private Security Industry Regulating Authority Amendment Bill. Or CIRA Amendment Bill. Mr. De Legito?
I'm saying the attendance list shows that most Stube and Lakato are not in the meeting. So maybe we'll have to put this. I'm not sure.
It's in the
apology.
Yes, I see that, but they did not attend.
Yeah.
So therefore, they are the ones to second.
And that's fine. We can still go through the minutes. If you pick up any mistakes and things, we can still correct them. We'll just not adopt this one. We'll put it aside when we get to the end of it. We just won't adopt it. Page 2. Summary of the committee again. Or committee summary might even be a summary of proceedings. What did we say? Summary of proceedings. Summary of proceedings. We will change that every week, please. Proceedings.
And just at the summary of the meeting, deadline, the committee started working on a document on page.
Just for example, summary of proceedings, the chairperson requested CIRA to provide the numbers of private investigators who have been regulated. That's also one thing that they need to come back to, which they haven't gave us that much. We still need them. And that register will help us to, so that these things can fall away.
We also, the private, if we're putting investigators in capital, then private also need to be capital. And where you refer to the chairperson, refer to the committee. And when you refer to, she refers to the committee. The committee also requests it. Okay. Security officer, sorry, on page 3. Security officer. 3.6. Sentence, the second paragraph under 3.6, the technical team was requested to take in consideration the definition of the security officer and come back to the committee. That doesn't make sense. Does it? Okay. The technical team was requested to take in consideration the definition, take out around of the security officer and come back to the committee.
can just put it again to consider.
Yeah.
Consider.
And report back to the committee.
I'll report back to the committee. If you actually start using the word report back when you request information, you can simply do a search on your path version for the word report back, and that can become your list. Wherever there's the word report back, that will be your sort of user standard report back, and then you can start do a electronic search on the minutes, and it will highlight those for you.
Okay,
makes it easier for you as well. Anything else on page 3? Page 4? Yep.
Just to come back, I noted that there was apology for me there. But if I now read to it, and there where, especially that part where we discuss the protecting or safeguarding of cash or goods with high value, including precious jewelry, except that by national defense force. At that stage, I know I came into that meeting, so I was.
You were late.
I was late for that meeting, but specific that clause, I'm 100% sure that I was there when that was discussed. So although I put in an apology, I did join that, but at a later stage. Just to say that, for the latter part of the meeting, I was there.
So can you just make that change?
Well, anything else on page 4? The committee requested the technical team to look at the wording under clause 6, it's page 4, 5.1. And then next one. The committee, at the next thing, paragraph, I think you can drop the first sentence completely.
Where are we now?
Page 4, 5.1, the second paragraph under 5.1. The sentence, the chairperson says that they should be more specific in terms of requirements for appointment of councillors. You can take that out. The committee said that one of the requirements should be the inclusion of one member with financial background.
Financial expert.
Yeah, and one with a legal expert.
Yeah. And I think that would be better working at the committee request.
Yeah. Committee request. Or instructed. Committee instructed. The inclusion of
one financial expert and one legal expert.
One financial expert
on the committee.
On the council. One financial expert. One legal expert. And then you can take out the rest of it. You can just drop the rest of it.
Yeah.
Talking about two people.
I'm trying to avoid the aspect with one legal aspect and one aspect.
Yeah. Expert. That's fine.
Okay. Can we drop the second paragraph as well? Because this was part of our arguments. It's not necessary to repeat them here. It's part of the argument that we motivated.
Jane?
Yes, Mr. Stuber?
I think what we can do there on the second one, that we use that. We're not going to let the chairperson sit. the following the committee is started, or the following to be taken in consideration, or for a better lack of a word, and then we put it in bullets, one legal expert, because if we look further on the third paragraph, to give the minister guidance in what to look for in the appointment of the counsellors, she strongly motivated the requirement to state that the council could not effectively perform an oversight role. Somewhere further on, the chairperson said this issue was discussed and the committee agreed on five people were sufficient. I think we can shorten this whole 5.1 by saying the committee was of opinion five people sufficient for the committee, of which one person must be a legal expert and another an expert in finance. Okay. I think then we shorten that, and it's not and then Afrikaans that says a pen door and it's too long. You make it. Agreed that the committee should consist of five people.
The committee agreed that the council should consist out of
five people, of which one person must be expert in legal, a legal expert, and another in financial matters. Then the chairperson of the technical committee to come back to the issue and include it. The technical committee must report back.
The technical committee must look, can we just check that second last paragraph as well? The technical committee, not the committee, the technical committee. Technical committee should look at the possibility.
Yes, of a secretariat.
Of a secretariat for the council, even though it would have financial implications. Full stop. Okay, so we take out the whole of 5.1 and you replace it with that one sentence, eh? And then the next one is the chairperson, not the chairperson. The technical committee should look at, you drop the cap, the technical committee should look at the possibility of having a secretariat for the council. The technical committee should look at possibility of a secretariat, not having a secretariat, of a secretariat for the council, even though it would have financial implications. The technical, and they take out the chairperson off, the technical committee, you just say the technical committee, must report back on this issue. Happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 5.
Yeah. So from page 4, the government just said the alignment from 4 onwards.
Yeah. Take that first, please. Page 5,
no.
The committee again, Ms. Malabati,
yeah.
Then
number 9, the second paragraph, it reads, second sentence, the technical team looked at the firearms regulation and the committee did not want regulations from CIRA. I don't know what's wrong there, but I feel something is not right. Can somebody help?
Okay. If I can recall, she wrote something in their proposal on the Firearms Act, and we were of the opinion that there's one Firearms Act. They can't have something similar to the Firearms Act. They must be in line with their own Firearms Act. Their act must refer to the Firearms Act and not the act on their own. Am I right? I think that was the discussion that we had on that.
I think you're absolutely right. I think we can make the wording quite simple. Is that the second message, and we've come back on this issue, the committee was still not satisfied with the rewording of clause 10b4, and the technical team must report back on this. I mean, it is a whole issue that they wanted the firearms register to report to them, vice versa, and they also have their own requirements, and we said there's one act and it must be in line with the Firearms Act. There's a secondary to the Firearms Act. So we can just simple, one sentence. The committee was still not satisfied with the wording of 10B Roman 4 and requested the technical team to relook at it and come back to and report back to the committee. And then the next paragraph, I have to quit you. So you can take out that whole second paragraph. You can take out and replace it with that in one sentence. Then the second paragraph, clause 10b3, Roman C, still did not reflect, not say, this still did not reflect what the committee wanted. And then you can keep that. The committee specifically asked, the next paragraph.
I think that still did not reflect what the committee want, what the committee requested.
Still does not reflect the committee's instruction.
Instruction.
Committee's instruction. And then actually the paragraph underneath that can fall away because it's part of the argument.
Yeah, it's part of the argument, but not to lose the argument. We can put that also in a bullet to say the needs about training, the training needs, institution, registration of institution, selling that sold is what was sold.
That can say it needs to be about the training institutions being registered, sold, transferred, liquidated, suspended, not the training of these institutions. The next paragraph I think can actually fall away.
Yeah.
The one after that can fall away, because that's just a repetition of what was said there.
That's fine.
The committee suggested that this could be addressed in clause 10b3, clause 69 might be moved to clause 10.2, and this clause should be removed as effectively replaced. The committee said that this could be addressed in clause 10b6 or 69 might be moved to clause 10.2. The technical need to look at the wording of clause 10b4. We've already said that basically. So we can take out that last one as well. We said it right in the beginning. 10b4 must be removed. And then if we go to page 6, again included in this clause, not on the clause, in the clause, the second paragraph. In this clause. Committee agreed on 6 months period for meeting. Have you got that one? Page 6. Meetings and conflicts of interest. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I understand where it comes. On the second thing, you noted the change in 12.6 to include the word deputy director. That's fine. Everything there were a few issues that needed to be the trend.
Okay.
Yeah? That's all about it.
The Tokyo team noted the change. Is it not the change? Is it a change?
Change.
Yeah, change.
What is change?
The change.
Yeah.
Or the technical team noted a change in to include the word deputy director. It's fine like that, as it is.
Not E.
No, A is fine. A change. The technical team noted a change in section 12.6 to include the word deputy director. A change to include.
Yeah.
not the change, it's a change. I am, I don't know, I'm not a teacher, but it sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, but I'm not.
You're Afrikaans, you're in Afrikaans is excellent. So. The technical team noted a change in 12 weeks, so they just alerted the committee about this change. Yeah, so I think it's fine as it is. The secretary of police said there were a few issues that needed to be addressed, including clause 2 or 3. Now, let's just say the technical team. It was suggested that clause 12(3) should be cleaned up and reworked. Right? It was, you can take out that paragraph and replace it with the one sentence. It was suggested that clause 12(3) should be cleaned up and reworked. Clause 13 I think it, 13 is fine apart from the committee agreed but said that 13(1) needed to be looked at as it very horribly needed to be just say it needed to be looked at. The committee agreed but said that 13(1) needed to be reworded. Don't say it looks horrible and need to be reworded. And the technical team must report back so that we have that as your must report back for your search purposes. Clause 14, staff of authority. You've got that one. Staff of authority. First chance is obviously again the chairperson. So I ask if remuneration was involved with the subcommittees, not the other committees, subcommittees of council. I think, and we scrap all of us under 1.3 and just end up with clause 14, it needs to be reworded and a report back to the committee. Then we know where we are with this issue. The whole of clause 14 needs to be reworded and report back to the committee. Needs to be reworded. And the technical committee must report back to the committee. Technical committee must report back. Page 7. Okay, you can take out that first sentence because it's covered under the other one as well. So. Yeah, signature date. Okay.
This one
we're not going to look at. So we've got to re-look at it. So this one we put aside so that we can have a look at it again, please. That's the 14th of November. Then the next one is the 20th, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. The key is outside. Where's Mr. Lloyd? The key outside first, but not yet. Will you check first, please? The 20th of November. Researchers, briefing by the committee researchers, is spelled wrong. On the Private Security Regulatory Authority annual report. Okay. Page 1, anything else? I think where you say Ms. Zetel Holtzman, Deputy Chairperson of CIRA Council.
can become confusing. What should I counsel? Page 2. Page 3.
I just, there the summary of the meeting. The committee raised concerns regarding the performance and noticed that the figures which were provided in the presentation were not corresponding with the ones that were in the annual report. The committee will continue with the annual report on CERA. The committee will give CERA an opportunity to respond to all the concerns raised in the meeting on 21st November 2012. Now, I just want us to go back to the figures, and I'm just that we're not going to lose the figures somewhere, because that was page 3, the opening and welcoming, the second paragraph, committee raised concerns. The minutes of the 20th November.
20
November, page 3.
Ms. Honorable Mullabati, the minutes of the 14th of November, we're not adopting them now. There are too many changes, we need to go through them again. So we will adopt them at a later stage. But we're now on the 20th of November, page 3. We've made changes on page 1, which was just spelling mistakes. And then we're now on page 3, summary of the meeting. And Mr. Huber is on the second paragraph on the summary of the meeting. Continue, please.
Just to say there, notice that the figures which were provided in the presentation were not corresponding with the ones that were in the annual report. And we say give them the opportunity to respond. But are we going to get, that we noted that they're not corresponding and that they have to give us. It seems to me that hangs somewhere. We give them the opportunity instead of giving them the instructions to report. Opportunity, they might not come back, but if we instruct them, they must come back.
But it would be the next day. They have to report back on the next day.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
The committee raised concerns regarding the performance and notice that the figures which provided in the presentation on the annual report were not corresponding with the ones published in the annual report, because the presentation figures didn't correspond with the annual report figures. If you can make those changes first, the committee will allow the CERA to continue the annual report briefing, but CERA is instructed, next sentence, CERA is instructed to respond to the, what is the word I'm looking for? The discrepancies between the figures in the annual report and the figures in the presentation on the 25th of November.
To keep it short, CERA is instructed to respond to the concerns regarding the figures.
I would like to
say discrepancies.
Okay.
Not only concerns, because the word discrepancy, but
discrepancies
between the figures
raised in the annual report.
Okay, happy with that one? You've got all of that? Okay, proceedings. Committee reaches a brief to committee. That's fine. Page 4. Just the space between program and the numbers, eh?
people.
So true, program 5 consists of the re-engineering, it must be like something in between it. Two pieces. Re-engineering is not one word.
Yeah.
Page 5. Can I get a mover for this? Ms. Mulabati, can I get a seconder? Mrs. Dubo, thank you. 21st of November. Tea is ready. Can we have a quick cup of tea and then we can come back at 10 past 11? Yeah, I'll light you back. Don't disappear, Mr. Lepito. Yeah, step off, let's be back. We can be, let's wait after you bring it in here, then we can continue so we can try and finish, okay?
You're enjoying yourself, man.
Yeah?
And if you don't attend the thing, you must go to all of them, everything, every second day.
I'll guarantee it.
November 9th city meeting. Page 1. 21st November, 9:30. Tonight there are two, one for 9:30, one for 2 o'clock. This one, this little one's here. Good. Okay. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Again, summary of the committee, huh? Or summary of proceedings. But you can say the chairperson informed the committee that they will be meeting, that the committee, that the committee. The committee instructed. The second paragraph, the committee instructed Sira to submit all documents to the committee 63 by the 30th of November 2012. And it must include the following, and then take out the document. And then maybe bullet pen. Agreed?
Yes.
Bullet drop is in. Ms. Mollebassi, Honorable Mollebassi?
Okay. Only summary of chapter 20. Okay. Regarding the answer provided, how the scientific process. Thanks.
Okay. Can we continue to that second paragraph? Is there everything fine on that one? Mr. Chow, can go through the annual report to identify all the errors of the annual report tabled in Parliament, or all the errors in the annual report tabled in Parliament. Then I've given take off my very emotional
yeah.
It's not necessary group to put it in there, letting down the people of South Africa
yeah.
as well. Take out that whole paragraph. Agree? Deputy Chairperson of CIROC Council. I don't think this is correct. It was correct, and Sira had some leadership and capacity problems. Full stop. Some of these matters will be addressed through the amendment bill, because you can't address leadership problems through a bill. You can either do the job or you can't do the job. Some of these matters will be addressed through the amendment bill. Correct? I believe the chairperson of council has put himself back at work after this meeting, immediately after this meeting. Members, I know this is quite detail, but I do believe we need to have on the record the fact that they are acknowledging these things. I don't think we must...
We mustn't change that on.
That is, because I think we need to have on the record that they actually acknowledge that there are problems. Otherwise, it seems like we're only complaining. And we might need this to come back to if we find further discrepancies at some point.
The first sentence in the first day by 2.1, and she indicated that the matters to take out, I think. And the
She indicated the council consists either of a full-time executive chair and part-time council members. And decision-taking processes. Now, together with council oversight were problematic.
She indicated that council consists of a full-time executive chair and part-time council.
The council consists out of
the full-time executive chair and part-time council members.
And part-time council members. Full stop. Decision-making processes. Ad council oversight. Were problematic. Not together. Decision making processes and council oversight were problematic. Ms. Mulrati?
Yes. The second time. The CRO is seeking guidance from the house. Which house?
Where are you now?
The next sentence.
The last sentence. CRO would be seeking the line for the
house. CRO would be seeking guidance from the house.
And they also meaning a parliament actually. Yeah. I think that's what they tried to tell us.
Yeah, I think she means parliament, but the problem is I have a problem with that sentence in any case, you know, it's always like abdicating your own responsibility to parliament. Sira would be seeking the guidance of the house and the next step to tell us it should be recognised and we should be understanding what needed to be built upon. I think we can actually scrap that part of it, delete that part of it, but because it really, it's a bit of politicking.
That's
the last three lines. But it's important, that second paragraph is important, deputy chairperson and council was part of the process in appointment of the director. They actually select an interview, but they don't have involvement in the salary payment. Although the chairperson of council does.
Yeah,
they don't. Okay, third paragraph. Again, she says, actually that's fine, she's again reiterating the fact that they were not part of the salary processes. 2.2. The director did not have the total number of the calls, total number of the calls made to the hotline. He responded that there were 26 cases reported to CIRA by KMG.
He responded that 26 cases were reported.
That 26 cases were reported, yeah, okay, that's better. That 26 cases were reported to CIRA by KMG. KPMG was paid 47,000 rand for 26 calls in the year. Ridiculous. Research, they said the process of identifying topics was complex and that there were discussions around the mandate of the authority. The recruitment process for the researchers was prolonged. They did not have a research unit. Ms. Mulrati?
Yeah, just the first sentence was a complex, it should be one complex.
Or a complex issue, but it was complex, yeah. We rejected this in any case. Chairperson, deputy chairperson, said the minister was responsible for appointing the chairperson of CIA and it was not done by the council. She also mentioned that they actually appointed the executive chairperson on a full-time basis. That's correct. Risk management, the deputy director said there were no risk management strategy approved. There was no management process. It's also contradictory, but I think let's keep it because that's what they said. We're going to need this at minutes very soon again. Lease agreement. Jibo? It's 2.5, 2.5, 2.5. Single 4.5.
The right
two numbers change. Because it's wrong now throughout. Can we look at 2.7 and collect the debt? Now in the new 2.3, the 2.9, old 2.9, discrepancy in financial statements. The explanation is so weak, it's not even funny. The new 2.11 building? Cable?
Yeah. That's big match. Which match?
2012.
Yeah, it was put on tender.
March 2012.
We still don't have an answer what they sold this building for. We're still waiting for that information, but they will not receive that information yet. The community secretary and have been instructed to develop such a tool together with the researchers to assist her to say on this day, even if it's alarm system on the computer, on this day, I need to get the following information. Prosecutions, 2.12 now I think it is. I'm not going to worry about the hints, about the numbering, but I will correct it. Prosecutions. Which at one stage took up to 2 years. Not taking, it's the third line. Which at one stage took up to 2 years. Sick and incapacity leave. Yep, Ms. Honourable Mother Watson.
This additional sick leave, what is it? Well, how do they define it? If it's just an additional sick leave.
Can the researchers, can you shed light on this issue? They did say that, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, I think what we need to make it a mind for ourselves that we need to inquire what this additional sick leave is. So we can be additional, yeah. Office of the Director. Read that figure. The investigator, the total package for the investigator was 200,000. No.
200.
It's wrong. 20 million, yes. So just correct that figure, please.
262,
Yeah, I think it is. 262,559. So that counts as 2 zeros, right? Less than the administrator. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And a bit further up. 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth. Right. There were 7 people in office.
In that office.
Not in that. In office.
Yeah, but I think we must,
office of the director.
I think we must be specific about which office should be given out. The chairperson of the council office comprises of his PA, 2 senior investigators and 1 investigator. 3, 4, 5. There are 7 people in the director's office. I think it should rather be. No? In the director's office.
There's something else. We can't say we're talking about the office of the director. And then we say for the chairperson there's a total package, but that must be separate. The chairperson is not part of the director's office. Then we must say the remuneration of the chairperson is the amount of 1,441 million. And we must say that the director's office comprised of the following. To the salary of this. Senior investigating to the salary of this. A PA to the salary of this.
And you redraw that paragraph. Yeah. Just redraw that paragraph.
So that it... The other thing, the third sentence from the end. The total package for the PA to chairperson was 319. And that's not total package.
No.
Because it says, but and excluding the medical aid contribution. Same excluding, so that can't be the total package. The package, we said package for PA, but this is not the total package.
The word total?
And that is one thing that we must try to determine. Is does this person get an extra amount of money for the medical, or is there no medical involved whatsoever? Because if there's medical involved, then again they didn't give us the right figures. Because medical could be 10,000 rand a month. And then if you look at 319 and you put up 120 with that, that gives you 450,000 rand for a peer. And that's what we're trying to determine, and that's the figures that we don't get. So.
But also, can we look at a sentence that the chairperson per annum, excluding the medical aid contribution, the PA to the director is getting the same and take out some? Same sum. Something. Can we quickly look at this paragraph so that we can just correct it quickly? The head of human resources indicates that the office of the director comprises the director and his personal assistant. The chairperson of the council's office comprised of his PA, 2 senior investigators, 1 investigator. I'm not sure about this paragraph. I want you guys to go and look. If I remember correctly, these investigators are not in the office of the chairperson, they're in the office of the director. And the way it reads now, it seems like they're in the office of the chairperson. So can you rewrite this paragraph for us so that we can have a look at it, please? I thought we can correct it now, but I think we need to check our facts first around that one. Event management. Now this is a correct reflection of what they said.
I want to work there for the event management unit. Asset management division. Again, there's a contradiction in figures. Okay, that's fine, that's what I said. Fixed term contract, head of human resources, is a fixed term contract of 2 million presented to 20 positions. The there's 27 positions with fixed term contract. Doesn't make sense. That paragraph doesn't make sense. Fixed term contract. Can I ask for that work together with Nicolette that you really look this minute for us? I don't think we're going to go through. Let's go through it, we're almost done, but you've got to really look this minute for us because there are too many things that are not clear.
Sorry, I was just having. Just to go back to the new 2.15 event management. Remember, we were very worried about the event management and the salary that was put up for event management, and there were three people, and we said, why do they need three people? That was one of our concerns that we've raised, and I don't think it come out very strongly. And maybe if they can relook at that and maybe rephrase that also.
I just want to remind members that part of this is the minute of the meeting. The BVR report, BRRR report includes those issues. Am I correct?
Yeah.
It should, but it...
Chair, why I raise this? If you look at the committee made the recommendations, that recommendation, that our concerns on the events managers, the three events managers, is not in our, there's nothing in our recommendations on that.
Can I make a suggestion? I made the suggestion when you were out, and I asked that the researchers and committee secretaries sit together. I think maybe we're not going to do the afternoon sessions minutes either now. They've got to sit and look at rewriting the minutes so that it includes our issues around it as well, and maybe the report will assist in that so that we can have maybe a combination of the two. So let's leave these together with the other one that we have of the 14th of November, and then we can rather come back to these three. Is it okay with you guys that way? You can ask the resources to assist you. You can pay them or bribe them to help you with that. So they can help you with that. Okay, can we go then to the 27th of November? In the thing with National Council of Province. Why do you have them there? Minutes Tuesday, 27th of November. In attendance, National Council of Province. I've got a different set of minutes again. No, we're not going to do the 21st of November now. Yeah, no, but we're leaving the 21st. You must go and redo about that. Well, you must get assistance from the resources that you need to redo that one. Now we're looking at the 27th of November. But now I've got the in attendance National Council of Provinces. B. Front page. So it must come out.
Thank you.
Also not the National Council of Provinces, which was the committee room that we've used. So I should change that, please. Page one, any other changes? You wouldn't please. Yeah, and it's the legator not either. So I'm suggesting that we go through this, but we will have to go through it again. So maybe. Let's leave this one as well, please. No, I'm not going to let us do double work. Can I ask Baba, well, if you've done the 21st of November, that you also re-look 27th of November, that you make sure that the 3 minutes speak to each other, please. Okay, then we have, that's all the minutes. Then we have the oversight report to the Northwest, which was done in March already. Now,
Can I get an indication from members whether we are going to go through it quickly? We will have to go through it with the committee again. Or do we leave it for the committee?
I was saying previously, when you were out, I was understanding that the northwest, we did the northwest at some stage, but maybe I'm wrong. Was then the Pope, the northwest one.
Can I ask the committee secretary to check for us whether this report was tabled and whether the committee has adopted this report? Because if we didn't adopt this report and it wasn't tabled, but he did adopt this report.
No, actually, the way I had it was that the committee went through it in voluntary.
That's a problem. The fact that it wasn't 80 sheets is a problem, which means it needs to be tabled, which means we did look at it. We did adopt it. It needs to be tabled. So you must make sure that this gets tabled as soon as possible, because it's now almost a year late. Then there are other reports that I believe is not here. Can I get an indication what reports are outstanding? Members, the report on the SIRA annual report hearings, have you had the opportunity to look at it? Did you look at it? It's quite a lengthy document, so I don't want us to skip over it. If we didn't look at it, we must rather come back.
Can I make a suggestion? Can't we get back to the SIRA annual report with the whole committee in attendance? And let the whole committee go through it, and that will be on the work on itself. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but it's fine.
Members, I think best rather do that, but can I then ask members to go through it in the meantime, so that we can have a quick process on that day, on that report. We will do on the 12th then, Pavela, you can note this for other members and for the agenda for that day. On the 12th then we would have the minister introducing the dangerous weapons bill. We would have the researchers evaluation of that bill on that day, and then we will do the... Are you ready for that day, or do you want to do it later? Okay. Then we will do the introduction of the bill. We will do those 3 minutes that are outstanding, plus the CR annual report. And we will do it, and if members are not going to be there, we will have a meeting on the Friday, and we will do it on the Friday. So it's better for them to be there, because we need to do this. We can't continue to be behind 2 minutes. The Northern Cape visit to the police stations in the Northern Cape province, can I get an indication? Do members want to do the same with this as with the annual report? Can we then ask members to go through it, please, so that we don't have a long process?
Okay, just on the Northern Cape one, I just want to guess from the report back. I did an oversight during the recess period. And you know, there were so many promises made by the provincial commissioner and her staff for Kimberley, but it never materialized. And somewhere, I think we should also bring them into account, and they must give feedback on their promises that they made. And maybe we must write them a letter and say, during our deliberations, you promised this and this and this and this. I'm just going to say one thing about the holding cells in the Uppington police station. You know, they promised that they were fixed, and they never did it. The station commander on his own account is allowed to use R10,000 per event.
Yeah.
And he broke that up, and he did it on his own account because there was no feedback from them. There was no money given to them. So maybe we must challenge them and say,
tell us how far are you with ABCD, and not wait till we get there in 10 years' time again.
Members, I think that's a good suggestion that the members making. Maybe we should do the same for Limpopo, Northwest, and all of that. All three provinces that we visited last year. And I'm going to ask Nicolette, the researcher, to go through those reports to see which were the issues, and to draft me a letter, Babelwa, with the assistance in terms of what are the issues, to these three provincial commissioners. But obviously, it goes through the national commissioner, via the national commissioner to them, and we will give them a date on which to report back as well. And if you guys can have that letter ready for me for next week, I would appreciate that, so that we can look at it before we send it out. Okay, so members, at the next meeting, we will adopt Northern Cape, we will adopt CIRA, and we will adopt the three outstanding minutes. Are we then up to date with everything, Babelwa? Are we then up to date with everything? Everything up to date then. The outstanding minutes of Lola, what happened to those? Okay, but we need to get some indication what we're going to do around those as well. Okay. Members, thank you. I think we come to the end. Of where we are currently. There are certain information that has come back to us that we requested. I will ask the committee secretary to that copy be made to members and distributed to members of those information that we've requested previously. I thank the members who were here. Thank you very much. I think despite everything, we've made some good progress. And at least it saves us a lot of time next time around. Thank you very much. I will see you on the 12th. You don't have a menu yet, huh?